Strange Adventure. The work train climbed the mountain to Willis Junction and pulled into the railroad yard. Conductor Carson clubbed the brakes on the caboose while the air was applied. Then he watched the flagman and the brakeman as they cut loose and went about picking up the flat car loaded with timbers for the new bridge being built across Balsam Creek. Carson knew Tom Blackburn, the brakeman, would do a good job, for he was a born railroader. But there was something the conductor didn't understand about the man, and he had always wondered about it. At times, Blackburn was moody and silent. Among the closely knit brotherhood of the rails, this was taboo. Blackburn was an outsider, definitely not one of the gang. Though he was a good worker, the men felt that for some reason, he hated the railroad. The brakeman had reached the car, and the engine was backing along the spur, when, without warning, Carson felt the tension on the brake staff go limp. Instantly, the heavy caboose began rolling down the grade. Carson sprung the brake wheel, then raced toward the rear brake as the runaway sped on free rolling wheels. A nightmare passed through the conductor's mind as the car raced on, because he had been on runaways before. The rear brake was as useless as the front one. He froze in his tracks, realizing not only his own danger on the speeding car, but that of the scores of men working on the trestle at the foot of the grade. There was no way to stop this hurtling death, and no way to warn the men of the impending danger. Then he saw Tom Blackburn race toward the caboose and swing aboard. Carson was still wrestling with the brake when Blackburn yelled into his ear, "Jump before it's too late!" But the car had already picked up speed on the grade, and a jump at this place would be pure suicide.
"We'll have to jump off at Bingham's Field."
They were almost to the small level spot where a muddy cornfield stretched along the right of way.
"Let's go, Tom. Now I'm going to ride her down and whistle a warning to the men on the trestle. Jump, Tom! There's nothing you can do!"
Carson then leaped from the car and rolled like a rubber ball in the rows of corn. Tom clung to the platform railing as the flying runaway careened around the sharp curves and thundered across the bridges. Tom gave forth with a high, shrill whistle for which he was noted the whole length of the division. A short distance ahead were the workmen on the half-finished trestle across the canyon. Ahead was sudden death. Again, Blackburn whistled the warning, then got ready to unload at a place he called the Shelf, a narrow ledge in the center of a deep rocky cut. A second later, he jumped the runaway and was thrown on the face of rock that paralleled the track. The men at the bridge heard Tom's whistle and knew there was something wrong. Like a mad demon, the car raced toward them. They leaped from the tracks in the bridge just in time to see the caboose go hurtling past and smash to bits against the opposite wall of the canyon. A short time later, a group of railroad men was assembled in a local hospital room. They had come to visit Tom Blackburn, the man who had apparently hated the railroad and was branded an outsider, until a runaway caboose had given him a love for the shining rails and a bravery that had made him one of the gang. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.